Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 164. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Warsaw, 1933, probation before perpetual vows. When I learned I was to go for probation, my heart beat with joy at the thought of such an immense grace, that of the perpetual vows. I went before the Blessed Sacrament, and when I immersed myself in a prayer of thanksgiving, I heard these words in my soul: "My child, you are my delight. You are the comfort of my heart. I grant you as many graces as you can hold. As often as you want to make me happy, speak to the world about my great and unfathomable mercy." A few weeks before I was told about the probation, I entered the chapel for a moment, and Jesus said to me, "At this very moment, the superiors are deciding which sisters are going to take perpetual vows. Not all of them will be granted this grace, but this is their own fault. He who does not take advantage of small graces will not receive great ones. But to you, my child, this grace is being given." My soul was seized with joyful surprise, because a few days earlier, one of the sisters had said to me, "Sister, you will not be going for the third probation. I myself will see to it that you will not be permitted to make your vows." I said nothing to the sister, but felt great pain, which I tried to conceal as best I could. "O Jesus, how strange are your ways! I now see that people can do very little on their own, for I did make my probation as Jesus had told me. In prayer, I always find light and strength of spirit, although there are moments so trying and hurtful that it is sometimes difficult to imagine that these things can happen in a convent. Strangely, God sometimes allows them, but always in order to manifest or develop virtue in a soul. That is the reason for trials. Today, November 1932, I arrived in Warsaw for the third probation. After a cordial meeting with the dear mothers, I went into the small chapel for a moment. Suddenly God's presence filled my soul, and I heard these words: "My daughter, I desire that your heart be formed after the model of my merciful heart. You must be completely imbued with my mercy." Dear Mother Directress Margaret at once asked me whether I had had a retreat that year, and I said no. "Then you must first have a retreat of at least 3 days." Thanks be to God, there was at Walendów an 8-day retreat in which I could take part. But difficulties arose in regard to my leaving for this retreat. A certain person opposed my going very much, and it already appeared that I was not to go. After dinner, I went into the chapel for a 5-minute adoration. Suddenly I saw the Lord Jesus, who said to me, "My daughter, I am preparing many graces for you, which you will receive during this retreat, which you will begin tomorrow." I answered, "Jesus, the retreat has already begun, and I am not supposed to go." And he said to me, "Get ready for it, because you will begin the retreat tomorrow. And as for your departure, I will arrange that with the superiors." And in an instant, Jesus disappeared. I began to wonder how this was going to happen. But after a moment, I rejected all such thoughts and devoted the time I had to prayer, begging the Holy Spirit for light to see the whole misery that I am. After a short while, I left the little chapel to go about my duties. Soon, Mother General Michael came to me and said, "Sister, you will go to Walendów today with Mother Valeria, so that you can start the retreat tomorrow. Fortunately, Mother Valeria happens to be here, and you can go together." Within 2 hours, I was already in Walendów. I reflected for a moment within myself and recognized that only Jesus can arrange things in such a way. St. Faustina was delighted that she had been accepted to the preparation for her final vows called the probation. The last one is called the third probation, the final preparation before final vows. A sister had told her that she wouldn't be accepted and wouldn't make the vows, but Jesus arranged everything. A sister would have to make a petition or a request, and the superiors of the community would have to decide if the sister was ready to make final vows or not, or at least to begin the preparation. In most communities, a religious professes first vows, or temporary vows, every year for 3 or more years. But after a certain number of years, if the person has not been accepted to final vows, he or she would have to leave the community when the temporary vows expire. It is a mutual discernment. The person has to discern if God is calling him or her to final vows, and then has to make a request. And then the community has to affirm the person's request. Saint Faustina was receiving extraordinary graces from God. Jesus knew what was happening in her soul and how she was trying to cooperate with God's plan. But perhaps some of the other sisters, and especially the superiors, didn't understand what was happening with her. Perhaps they thought that she was too strange or too radical to be accepted. It is not easy to live with a saint. But Jesus arranged everything, just as he did with her retreat at the beginning of the probation. What an important lesson for each of us. We should pray and then put everything into God's hands and not worry.